This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
We all agree that gay conversion therapy is wrong and the practice of this harmful therapy should be stamped out. But you might be wondering what it is that you can do. Chris, who has shared his experiences of gay conversion therapy on the show tonight, has started a petition calling for the so-called therapy to be outlawed across the nation.
It's a really difficult thing to combat. It's not as simple as a ban, and I'm saying that as someone who started a petition asking for the government to step in and facilitate some kind of legislation around gay conversion therapy. I think there's a couple of different approaches. So number one, it needs to be understood that gay conversion therapy is something that is occurring in the offices of health professionals. Okay, so it happens in counsellors' offices. It does happen with psychologists. I'm not saying that loads of psychologists are doing it, but it does happen. I've spoken to survivors of gay conversion therapy in the last few months since I started a petition who have talked to me about how they were at churches and Christian psychologists in the churches were quite open about the fact that they were treating patients for their homosexuality. So I think there is a need for some kind of therapeutic fraud provisions or something along those lines so that, number one, it sends a message to people that the Australian government does not agree with gay conversion therapy. It's not okay. They agree with what all of the reputable health bodies around the world say, which is that it's unethical, it's dangerous, and it doesn't work. So that's number one. I think we also need to look at how we can educate people, and that's Christians, it's the gay community, it's about what gay conversion therapy is and how we can go about combating the ideologies. So the petition that I started is about stopping the actual therapy from happening in a professional setting, but there's the ideology that needs to be dealt with, and I think that the way to deal with that is through education. It's also about allowing survivors to tell their stories and to talk about the impact that gay conversion therapy has had on their lives.
You grew up thinking you were wrong, the fear of going to hell, the fear of eternal fire, and what that meant. Because even if we can make the changes from a political perspective and we can put the safeguards from a health perspective, how do we create a change in narrative from a religious one?
Yeah, it's really tough because, you know, I mean, whenever you're talking about changing people's ideologies, there's not one answer that's going to say, yep, that's going to be the fix. I think when we're talking about from a political perspective, that's one step. I think the only way that we can really make a dent in the way that people or the way that religious communities think about homosexuality is for people to start telling their stories and to allow survivors to have a voice to talk about the effect that SOS or ex-gay conversion therapy has had on their lives. That's the only way.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
That was Senator Janet Rice and Chris asking you to sign his petition to outlaw gay conversion therapy in Australia. If you'd like to sign the petition, head to change.org.au and search for Praying the Gay Away.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.